You're listening to an Anna's Owl Ministries podcast.
All right. We're still here with Will and TJ and myself, Joshua Knoll, to do one final question for our Captivate and patrons and wherever you are supporting us from, whether it's Apple Podcast, we appreciate it. Will is going to break down some of the history of Star Wars and comic books really quick. Here we go.
Yeah. So I don't know like a vast knowledge of it, but I do know that when George Lucas was floating this idea of the Star Wars science fiction movie out there, he was going around. People were kind of like, what does this happen? Is it going to make it or not? So he pitched it to Marvel, and Stan Lee was like, okay, cool. We'll run this. And so along with the movie, they had this kind of film adaptation movie of the original Star Wars, A New Hope, which came out in comic book form. They also had this kind of big oversized magazine that they did that's floating out there somewhere. So Marvel initially was like, yeah, we'll take this. They didn't realize that it was going to be as big as it was and eventually became huge. And then they had newspaper comics on weekly during Sunday, like these little comic strips of Star Wars, of this ongoing story. And then they kept writing stories before The Empire Strikes Back. And so they had to play around with characters and scenarios that didn't mess up continuity, but also, yeah, once it was revealed that, you know, Vader is his father. And then, and Luke are brother and sister. They had it's going back and reading some of those comics of the romance and all that stuff is pretty funny. But eventually Marvel, you know, when Star Wars popularity didn't subside, but definitely they had to focus more attention, they passed it along to Dark Horse Comics. So that's where the present comic that we read for this was housed over at Dark Horse back in the 90s and early 2000s. And then eventually when Marvel was acquired by Disney and they started, you know, the movies and the comics, and then Disney acquired Star Wars, they linked the two together. And so back in 2013, 14, 15, whatever, Marvel started putting out Star Wars comics again with the resurgence of these movies, and got Jason Aaron and other big time artists and creators to keep an ongoing series of Star Wars happening. So it's kind of neat. I did buy a huge graphic novel, an omnibus of a colored version. They colored in the art's fantastic. I need to look up who this is, but the art for the newspaper clippings of this ongoing story that happened every week in the newspapers is pretty fantastic. And some really crazy out there sci-fi adventures with the big three, Han, Luke, and Leia doing their thing. So I would recommend those things too. TJ, am I leaving anything out? Anything you know about the comics or Marvel and Dark Horse?
Nope. I have an extra recommendation though, now that you mentioned it. They keep doing these little mini series of Black, White, and Red. So I have Moon Knight Black, White, and Red signed by Jonathan Hickman, because he did issue one and it's cool. It's going on my wall soon in a shadow box. Mm-hmm. One that came out this year that I really enjoyed involved Jason Aaron is Darth Vader's Black, White, and Red. And yes, just as it suggests, all the art is black, white, and red. Which is great for Moon Knight because it highlights all the blood scenes, which there are a lot. And it's great for Vader because red lightsaber. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And going back, Daniel Warren Johnson did a short story in there too, and he drew and wrote. And man, the art that's in there in terms of Vader and TIE fighters and the battle scenes is outstanding. So yeah, I bought that book for Jason Aaron, but mainly for Daniel Warren Johnson's art.
Yeah, when that comes, because they've been doing these as like super sized graphic novels or like really tall. I think when that comes out, I'll probably get that as well, because it's cool. It's really good.
I will. I want to say really quick that some of the best Darth Vader art that I've ever seen came from Fortnite. If you just look up Darth Vader Fortnite art, you'll see what I mean. It is insane. Nice. It's like a huge spread. Hmm. Darth Vader looks incredibly ominous. It's great.
Sick.
Well, yeah, and back in the 70s and 80s and even the 90s, like even before, like the only thing to have ongoing Star Wars stories, you had to wait 3 years for the movies, and then you only had three. Is like, what is this ongoing story of these adventures? Comic was, of course, the novels, but you also had you know, rumors of maybe cartoons and TV shows coming up, but the comics was a way to really kind of read and digest and consume these stories of Star Wars. And such a visual medium of looking at the art and the adventure and the action it's pretty fun. So yeah, those comics, there's no shortage of Star Wars stories, even if they're considered legends or you can imagine, maybe they are, they're the artist and author's fan fiction of their favorite, favorite characters. And when Tripp and I talked with, Jason Aaron about Thor, we also talked about Star Wars and how it just like, they gave him the keys to, these characters. It was like playing with the action figures and trying to figure it out. In that initial Marvel run with Jason Aaron, he gives Chewbacca a lightsaber and he starts wheeling. Yeah, so great. If you want to see Chewbacca with a lightsaber, there you go.
Yeah. Read that. Well, with that, if Will remembers to send me that link to that episode, I'll put that down below. That's not one of our episodes, but that's pretty cool that they all got to talk to Jason Aaron. So we want to share it. And thank you everybody for supporting the show. Couldn't do it without you guys. Got to keep the lights on somehow. So you guys rock. And we'll talk to you next time. Peace.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.